sir. I got the other, I don't need the site plan.
You want this one too?
It's in the booklet.
Okay.
It's already in the booklet.
Our next item on the agenda was conditional use 1856 Tidewater Utilities. As discussed earlier, that application has been withdrawn.
Next application is conditional use number 1858, the application of Omar Road LLC. An application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a helicopter landing site for private use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.45 acres more or less, lying north of Omar Road, being Route 54, 1,800 feet east of Route 354, also known as Duke's Road, and 1/2 mile west of Road 382, also known as Armory Road. On this application, the applicant did provide an exhibit booklet, spiral bound. It is a part of the record and has been since August 30th of 2010. The exhibit booklet contains a vicinity map, tax maps, a description of the proposed use, an introduction of the applicant's business and current locations, a copy of ordinance number 1894 for conditional use number 1679 for Herker Property Maintenance Company, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed, Delduck comments dated September 30th of 2009, a copy of the survey site plan, photographs of the site, photographs of a helicopter and helicopter landing cart, a copy of the public notice and suggested proposed findings of fact and suggested proposed conditions of approval. On August 17th of 2010, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in reference that there is one soil type on the site, that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. On September 8th of 2010, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments with reference that the site is located in a proposed or current county-operated maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, which is the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning area. That wastewater capacity is available for the project. The sewer service has not been extended to the area at this time. That an on-site septic system is proposed. That the project is not capable of being annexed into a sewer district at this time, that conformity to the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning study will be required, that the parcel is in an area, planning area for sewer service, that when sewer service is provided to the area, connection is mandatory, that the schedule for sewer service is unknown at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. That's all I have, gentlemen. If you have any questions.
Seeing no questions, the chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. How are you this evening?
Tremendous.
My name is Dennis Schrader. For the record, I'm representing Omar Road LLC, the applicant for the private helicopter landing site to be located just east of Frankfort, Delaware. I have with me Jeff Clark, whom you know from LandTech, and to my immediate left is Roger Boyce, who is here to explain some of the technicalities that go with rotor helicopter flight characteristic sounds and things that may be of interest to you. As has been pointed out by Lawrence, this property is located on Omar Road, just east of Duke's Road and Armory Road. The property consists of 8.45 acres, more or less, and is currently zoned AR1 agricultural use and is also subject to conditional use number 1679, which is for an office and warehouse use, which is displayed in the photographs contained in your booklet. What we're looking to do here is to allow Mr. Herker, who is the owner of the business that's located on this site, to have a private helicopter site where he can come and go using his private helicopter. I have to tell you, listening to the comments, I wonder if anybody even reads the applications, because I can't imagine any water or sewer or additional traffic that is created by a helicopter. But having said that, the county engineering department commented quite extensively about this being in a planning area, the filing of plans. I wonder, in any event, having said all of that, this is in a low-density area under the Comprehensive Development Plan. We have submitted to you copies of all of the various documents that show the ownership of the property, including proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. There are copies of any applicable reports. If there had been any required, we would have done them. DLDOT has determined that the use of a helicopter on the site does not have any impact on the streets of Frankfort or the roads of the county. There is on-site septic and on-site well. No wetlands are involved, and there are location maps which have been submitted with the project book. At this time, I'd like to introduce Jeff, who will come forward to give you an overview of the areas surrounding the proposed site, the earlier conditional use that was approved, and describe the proposed uses of the helipad, the hangar, and as a helicopter site, the purpose, the frequency of the businesses' visits that Mr. Herker would have to this property. Jeff?
Thank you. For the record, my name is Jeff Clark, with the firm of Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View, representing Mr. Herker and Omar Road, LLC. As Dennis said, the site is about halfway between Frankfort and Ocean View, and just west of Route 20, the main connector to from Dagsboro to the beach. The property is right in the center of this. This is from the data mill site for the state of Delaware. The property is right in the center of this exhibit. It's this wooded area right here, and you can tell from this photograph, although it's a 2008 photograph, it is a very rural area, and you can see a few houses there. There are a few houses directly across the street from the property, but otherwise it's developed with some poultry operations and some farmsteads on some large tracts of land. In the book that Dennis introduced in his presentation, it's section 1 and 2 kind of show you where this all is on the planet with some exhibits there with tax maps and road maps. The prior conditional use that Dennis referred to was approved by you in July, in the middle of the July in 2009. And again, there are some exhibits in section 4 of this same book that describe that approval and the conditions that you placed on it. If you visited the site, it certainly is it's one of the tidiest commercial operations that I'm sure that you would agree in that area. They certainly have exemplified their property maintenance business in their own facility there. This is a satellite facility or satellite office for a business that's been around for many years. There is in section 3 of the book a description of the business, the Herker maintenance business, that shows who some of their clients are. But Mr. Herker would, if he were here this evening, would be glad to tell you that he had a childhood friend in the CEO of the Wawa Empire. He started his business maintaining those Wawas as they grew, and now his mainstay is to maintain chain-type stores, and he does everything from soup to nuts. He does the grass and shrubbery. He paints the parking lots. He stripes the parking lots. He power washes them. He buffs the floors. He does the windows. And has created quite a business in the Pennsylvania area, and then as Wawa and some of these other clients of his have grown into this area, and his business has also grown here. And the real need and the purpose of this application then is so that he can travel back and forth between the two businesses. And the frequency of those visits in the summertime may be as much as once a week. In the wintertime, obviously, it'll be less frequent, but that is generally the application. I'll show you this. You might recognize the site plan as the plan that that you approved previously, and I've shown as an exhibit or as a part of this exhibit a circle which represents where the helicopters proposed to land. Towards the end of the building. If you visited the site, it would be the part of the building that is away from the entrance.
Thank you, Jeff. Gentlemen, I'd like to call Mr. Boyce to the podium, please. And if you'll introduce yourself to the members of the commission, Mr. Boyce.
My name is Roger Boyce. I live in Pike Creek, Newark.
And your exposure to helicopters is what, sir?
I'm a certified flight instructor, ground school instructor, and commercial pilot, and rotorcraft only.
And are you familiar with Mr. Herker?
Yes, Mr. Herker was one of our students, and since then I've also been able to help him with plan approvals through various code agencies.
Just as an aside, in addition to being certified as an instructor for helicopters, you also have another business line, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a fire protection consultant, and we specialize in specialty fire protection designs and fire and building code consultation.
And as a result of your interest in helicopters and your expertise in fire prevention, you and Mr. Herker became friends?
Yes, that's correct.
And you assisted him in getting a structure approved which would be used ultimately as the helicopter hangar here. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Herker does own a helicopter, correct?
Yes, sir.
Can you describe for the commission what we're talking about here? And I believe you'll find a gentleman at tab 10.
Yeah, there's a picture of it under tab 10. It's a light utility helicopter. It's rated for two passengers and a pilot, but realistically, it's one passenger and a pilot. If you put two passengers in there, it gets pretty cramped. It's a piston engine powered helicopter, and it's a three-bladed, what's called a fully articulated rotor system.
And what's the service ceiling of something like this?
Approximately 12,000 feet.
And what would be the typical ceiling that would be used for someone flying it? Cruising altitude?
Normal flop cruising altitude, you're between 500 and 700 feet above the ground.
And in terms of the cruising speed, what would we be looking at?
Average is between 85 and 90. Its maximum cruising speed's 117. That's on a good day downhill for that particular machine.
Now, is this helicopter rated for instruments or visual flight reference?
Visual flight rules only. It cannot fly instrument rated, IFR, which is called.
Okay, now in the VFR mode we're talking about, what does that mean in terms of visibility, adverse weather, night?
The pilot has to be able to see in this particular area where he would be landing a minimum of 1 mile with a ceiling of 1,000 feet. Realistically, flying there, this pilot would want a minimum of 3 miles visibility and a ceiling of 1,000 feet.
And Mr. Herker is rated to fly this helicopter under those circumstances?
Yes.
One of the things that would be a concern to people in the neighborhood would be noise levels. Can you describe for the commission the noise level of this particular aircraft?
Again, this is a four-cylinder piston engine, much like an automobile engine, without a muffler. So it typically, how I would characterize the noise levels is it's characterized as about the same noise level as a lawnmower going by it.
If this helicopter were approaching the landing site, how long or how far out would someone hear it approaching the site, and how long would it be heard on the ground?
It varies with wind speed and wind conditions, but on an average, if you are making an approach for landing, you would hear it for about the last 2 or 3 minutes that they're landing. And then if you were taking off, you would hear it during the startup, run-up. There's some checks that you have to do. Once you've done those checks, you're gone within a minute.
And all of us have seen all the war movies from Vietnam, and we're familiar with the wop, wop, wop sound. Do we get that of this particular aircraft?
You can get not as significant as you hear from a two-bladed Huey. This machine's only maximum gross weight is 2,600 pounds. You might hear a little bit of that, but that's what you're actually hearing is the blade tip speed just approaching the speed of sound. And typically in this machine, the only way you get that is when you're making a hard bank turn into the wind. You will get some of that. But in a normal approach, you won't hear any of that.
You visited the site, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is there adequate space for a helicopter such as the one that we've been describing to come in and leave safely from this particular area?
Yes, using normal approach procedures.
Question for you about the hangar that's there. It's unusual in the sense that it required extraordinary fire marshal approvals.
It required a separate fire marshal approval.
And what are we talking about by way of that separate approval?
The building was approved as a maintenance storage facility for vehicles originally, and then we had it reevaluated for also as a Class 3 hangar under the state fire prevention rules and regulations.
And the particular hangar in question will not involve the storage of any fuel products, is that correct?
There's no storage of fuel or refueling or repair.
So there's no maintenance on site?
None whatsoever.
Any maintenance work that would be done to the helicopter would be done when?
Pardon me?
Where would there be any other helicopter repair work done on this?
That would be done at a certified repair station. The closest one would be Georgetown Airport.
And could, Mr. Boyce, can you describe the type of flying license that Mr. Harker has?
Mr. Harker has a private pilot's license. He's a has a private pilot's license for fixed-wing aircraft and rotorcraft.
And is there a particular rating that would be associated with this particular aircraft?
No, other than he has to be certified in that particular machine. Helicopters are a lot different than fixed-wing. You have to get checked out and certified in each individual machine. Even though you may have two identical machines, they fly differently. So you have to get certified in each one.
And he maintains his license, and it is currently lawfully in existence, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have no further questions of Mr. Boyce. Gentlemen, we have proposed for you. Oh, I do have a question. I know what it is now. In terms of the actual helicopter landing pad, are there any regulations that would require extraordinary lighting or any other things that would be a nuisance to the neighbors?
No, there's no lighting requirements, no drainage requirements, no fire protection requirements. The only thing that we did require was that the pad that he actually landed on had to be concrete instead of asphalt.
And why concrete?
During the warmer months, because this machine is 2,600 pounds, if it's sitting there on asphalt during the warmer months, it will actually sink into the asphalt. That can create a very dangerous condition, which you can get into what's called dynamic rollover. So as a result, we had a concrete pad poured to avoid that.
And it does go on a storage cart, correct?
It goes on a transportation cart. When the helicopter lands, it actually lands on a cart, and you'll see a picture of one in the book. And the whole purpose of that is to taxi that machine in and out of the hangar.
And how is that moved in and out of the hangar?
A golf cart, I believe.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, in summary, what we're looking to do here is to have a private helicopter landing site for Mr. Harker at this particular spot. It is coincident with his business purposes. As you've heard from his instructor, Mr. Harker is licensed. You've heard about the size of the helicopter that is being proposed to be landed here, the noise evaluations that would go into it. There are no fuel storage or maintenance facilities contemplated by this particular application. And if you see fit to approve this, then it should be no more, no less than what you've seen in the book. I should also tell you that Mr. Harker has flown in and out of several times in order to evaluate this site to make sure it is appropriate for a landing pad site. And it works, as Mr. Boyce says. So we're all three available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. And we'll see if there are any questions, and we will start with Mr. Burton.
The only question that I have is that is this, the site actually is on two pieces of property. Is that how, or the landing pad, I guess?
Mr. Clark will entertain this question.
This would be one piece and this would be another?
Actually, the applicant owns two tracts. There was a description that you're seeing on that plan that was associated with the conditional use. So he owns both properties, but the conditional use line, I think, is what you're looking at as a property line. But there are two lots.
So there's not a property line. It's the conditional
there are, use. There are both. There are two properties. There's a property line and a conditional use line, which are different. You see two lines on that plan.
Want to show
this is a Mr. Burton is a property line associated with there's a tract and then there's a larger tract. Rounds is both owned by the applicant, and then this dashed line was also part of the conditional use to include the stormwater pond and the driveway.
Will the actual landing placement be on two pieces of property?
It's actually going to be on the one property here that is. It may actually straddle the line.
Yeah.
It's going to straddle the conditional use line, but not necessarily the property line.
Actually, it doesn't.
Sure, go ahead.
The actual concrete pad right in this corner. Helicopter will come in typically from the north, shoot to the infiltration basin, stabilize, and then taxi to the corner there and land. When the helicopter wants to leave, it will lift off, taxi to the infiltration basin, and take off depending on which way it wants to go. But it won't be anywhere up in here. These are all trees.
This line right here is the property line, so that we may be just that concrete pad could be a tad over that line.
So the answer to your question, Mr. Burton, is the circle means nothing.
Because the circle's not where it's going to be.
Circle is not where it's going to be.
That's the only question I have.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Mr. Johnson.
The hangar that we're discussing, that's already part of the structure that's
that was part of
place.
The business structure that was already in existence, that was converted.
Just had a convenience conversion to a hangar.
You never know when somebody's going to land in your parking lot, Mr. Johnson, and if they do, you have to be prepared to welcome them.
And has the notice of landing area proposal been filed with the FAA?
There is no requirement for that.
Because there was, I read in one of your exhibits, I believe it was from DelDOT.
Tab 7, Mr. Johnson.
Huh?
Tab 7.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. It's one of them. It was on tab 7, your tab 7. Mm-hmm.
Second paragraph.
Thank you. You want to tell her, you want to pronounce her name too?
No, I'm lost.
That's Lettebaum.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Boyce has given you the correct answer. Given this was just a helipad, it did not require filing.
Okay. And I'll ask this before Mr. Rawls has a chance to ask it. What impact might the and I'll ask you perhaps, Mr. Boyce, with talking about the noise level and impact on neighbors, what impact might this have on a chicken farm operation?
I've never witnessed chickens response as we're flying over at 500 feet or whatever. I have witnessed many horse farms. We do a lot of that, a lot of flying in horse farm areas just south of the Delaware Canal. And it doesn't spook the horses, and they tend to be pretty flighty. But I've flown over horses at 300 feet, and they seem to be perfectly fine with it. But I couldn't tell you how a chicken would react.
I might have been better asked a residential expert on chickens, but
I bet you have a few around.
I bet we have one on the commission, too.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
So we're not going to expect any of these big helicopters coming in and bringing, dropping off equipment and flying off again.
No,
we're
sir.
Just talking about his personal helicopter.
Business related, less than four seats.
Mm. And you're okay with that in the list of conditions?
I would think so. Mr. Boyce?
Mm. I would set it at four seats. Just he might buy a small jet ranger or something. And that's
four seats or less. Mm. Help Mr. Johnson write this.
No, your answer triggered another question, which okay. was, if it is Bell jet?
Jet Ranger.
Yeah. What's the difference in the noise that would make versus this one?
Actually, the Jet Rangers are a little quieter. They're a turbine engine, not a piston engine. So the engine noise is about the same. An interesting fact that most people don't understand about helicopters, everybody thinks the noise comes from the main rotor. It doesn't. Most of the noise comes from the tail rotor. And the tail rotor is turning 7 times faster than the main rotor. And so that's where the high-pitched noise comes from and the engine. If you see a lot of the Coast Guard helicopters, they have this special ducted fan. That's just to cut down noise out of the tail rotor. So the tail rotor for the machine that Mr. Herker has right now and the tail rotor for a Jet Ranger are virtually identical.
Thank you.
So the noise level should be about identical.
About the same.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Ross.
Mr. Johnson, I apologize. I'm just trying to keep you moving there, you know, in the right direction.
No problem, sir.
I
should have asked you the question about the impact on chickens.
Since I don't go in there very much, I think our chickens are smarter than horses, though, so they probably they probably wouldn't care. Actually, this has got my mind thinking. I have a 3-cylinder commercial lawnmower, and if I turn that rasp upside down, I'm just wondering whether I can motor around or not.
You have to file an application.
Yeah.
You can fly just, it, but you can't land it.
I have trouble landing it when I'm driving it. So, you said no fuel. Where does the darn thing fuel up? I mean, where does he have enough fuel to get around about and fuel up somewhere else?
You have to plan your flight based on what your anticipated flight route's going to be. Traditionally, Mr. Herger would have to, if he wants to come in, he wants to come in a little light. You don't want to come in full. When he leaves, then he would typically go right to Georgetown, refuel, and then go to wherever he's going. And that's the classic route.
So he would refuel at the Georgetown Airport generally.
Yes,
and do that?
Sussex County. I keep calling it Georgetown, but it's actually
Sorry.
Sussex County.
It's okay. We call it Georgetown, too. The adjoining property that Omar Road LLC owns, how many acres is that adjoining? Is it a large part? Roughly. It doesn't have to be to the tenth or anything. I didn't notice it on the surveys.
Like 13.2.
Pretty large parcel in the store. And have you had any, I guess, conversations or correspondence with adjoining property owners or?
Mr. Herker, in fact, has, and we understood that none would appear because none had objected to the use, including one who was one neighbor who was a professional pilot.
They're probably looking for free rides anyway, so that's why they don't object. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mr. Lank.
How about Mr. Burton?
I was first.
He was first.
Well, you didn't ask anything.
I did so. I was the property line guy.
He's the one that asked about the circle. The
Stay with
circle.
Us, Lawrence. That was about
he
the circle.
He just wasn't as thorough as I was. The gray hair is coming to where
you are long with me.
He's smarter than a horse. One of your photographs makes it appear that there could be a need for more than one helicopter at this site, because they've got at least three carts for purpose of moving helicopters around.
Sorry, you tell me which photograph you're looking at.
It's a picture of the helicopter.
Helicopter landing cart side view on number 10.
Wow.
Just curious.
Mr. Boyce?
Mm-hmm. This picture was taken at Horizon Helicopters in Newark.
Okay, what is his site? Okay. I thought it was at his site. That's what made me wonder. And another question I have related to, if the commission chose to approve this, would you object to a restriction based on the size of the helicopter, the props, or the number of seats? And you've already answered that you'd prefer to see it not to exceed four seats.
That's a pilot plus two pasture, and that would be pilot plus three.
Not to exceed four.
Count the pilot.
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions. Those were mine as well. Thanks, Lawrence.
Well, Mr. Schrader, if you'd be kind enough to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. With that said, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1858? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1858? Anyone on the commission or staff have any further questions? If not, we'll close the public hearing with a reminder that there will be another meeting here in council chambers on the 28th of September. Thank you.